In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are now quickly approaching the arrival of our Savior, and the Church brings us to reflect upon the genealogy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the side of his foster father, Saint Joseph, knowing that Jesus was descended of the house of David, both on his side of his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the side of Joseph. And of course, in his registration, Jesus would have been registered under the house of Joseph. And so showing the, even in a legal sense, Jesus descended from the house of David, both on his mother's side and Saint Joseph's side. And I like to think today on December 17th, it would have been about the time that Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother began their journey to Bethlehem. Some scholars say it was 4 days, some say seven, some say a week. We know that it's about a 90 days journey, but it's not a direct journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and that it would have had, would have gone through some difficult terrain, especially with our Blessed Mother, with child in the late stage of pregnancy. It would have been a slow journey. And some scholars think it was about maybe 10 miles a day. But nonetheless, we can picture Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother beginning the long journey to Bethlehem. And we see in a special way today the role of Saint Joseph, who is truly the spouse of our Blessed Mother, the chaste spouse of Mary, and the foster father of Jesus. And we can ask Saint Joseph during these days of Advent, that these last days of Advent, to help us to reflect on the great mysteries that we know he would have reflected upon in his fulfilling of God's call for him to protect our Blessed Mother and to protect the child Jesus, and to be a guardian for them as he reflected upon these beautiful mysteries of our faith. We can also ask Saint Joseph today for the same zeal that he had in carrying out God's will, the same dedication, the same fervor of spirit, and the same interior life. Saint Joseph's interior life is something for each of us to acquire and ask his help for. Saint Teresa of Avila said that everything she learned about prayer, she learned from Saint Joseph. And she's one of the great contemplatives. And so we can ask Saint Joseph to help us to contemplate these mysteries of our faith leading up to the birth of our Savior, that we may contemplate God's profound love for each of us in sending his Son to be our Lord and Savior, and that our hearts may truly be renewed and made ready So sadly, that first Christmas, when Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, they were told, there's no room for you here, there's no room for you here. And so sadly, so many times, our hearts do not have room. We do not have room for our Savior. And so we want these days to truly make room for Jesus in our hearts, to make our hearts pure and faithful and ready to receive him on Christmas Day. And there's no better way than asking Saint Joseph to help us as he was contemplating these great mysteries and carrying out God's divine plan in his role as the spouse of Mary and the foster father of Jesus. May Saint Joseph help us these last days of Advent to make our hearts ready to receive God's greatest gift to us, his Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.